Biz Surrey and Hampshire, brought to you by Eagle Radio.
Welcome to Biz Podcast. We have Dan Adams today, and he's coming to talk to us about, first of all, being the youngest mayor elected at the moment, and or running, should I say. And we're going to talk about your business as well and how you balance the two things. But first of all, without further ado, introduce yourself. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Hi there. I'm Dan Adams. I'm director of Conquest Consultancy, a social media management company based in Camberley in Surrey. Alongside that, I'm also the mayor of the borough of Surrey Heath. I was elected in May of this year.
So when we had a conversation off air, we were talking about just balancing the two. So I can't imagine you already run your own business at the same time you have your mayoral duties. So first tell us about your business, what you do, and your day-to-day workload, and then we can talk about sort of how you balance the two together.
So Conquest Consultancy was formed really for companies that recognise a need to be on social media, but simply either don't have the time in the day to dream up new content and deliver the new content, or they just really can't put together what to put out there story-wise. Sometimes they're too close to their own brand that they don't know how to describe it. So Conquest was formed to deliver that content on behalf of the customer. So we ensure that they'll have one Facebook post per day, three tweets per day, three Instagram a week, and one LinkedIn per week. And that way they get the whole coverage of social media, but without having to dream up the content themselves. I deliver the content, I write the content, and I comment on different things on their behalf and talk in their tone of voice. So that's the crux of the business itself.
And I imagine that's a pretty fast-paced environment if you're having to deal with so many businesses and their social media accounts.
Exactly that. And also, obviously, you have to stay one step ahead of changes in the digital landscape to make sure that, obviously, what you're giving your clients is value for money, and they are ahead of the game in terms of social media as well, and the presence that they have on social.
It's no doubt that you have to be really well versed at social media.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're self-employed, obviously.
Yes, I am.
So how have you found balancing? And first of all, before we even get to that, let's talk about you being a mayor. Let's talk about your journey. How long has it been? How have you found it so far? And then we can talk about sort of how you balance the two, because you make me feel like there's no excuses anymore. You know, if you can do both of those two things, which are pretty big duties on their own. So talk about, first of all, being a mayor and how it's been so far.
Of course. I was, first of all, to become a mayor, you have to be an elected councillor by the public, and then your fellow councillors then elect a mayor every year. I was elected to the position of mayor of the borough of Surrey Heath in May this year, which runs for 1 year. I became a councillor, I was elected by the public in May 2015. For a four-year term, so this is my last year as a councillor. Hopefully I'll go on to do another term after this. The mayor's responsibilities really is predominantly the first person of the borough, and your responsibility is to represent the borough not only within Surrey Heath itself but also across Surrey. So I go as far as Tandridge with Godston, or as far as Staines to the north. So it covers quite a large area of Surrey.
How are you finding yourself balancing the two things together? I mean, being self-employed at the same time doing your mayoral duties, because is it something that you have to sort of, you know, actively do every day, or is it something you can say, all right, once a week, you know, is my mayor? But then at the same time, you do have your own business. So how are you balancing the two?
Yeah, it's very, very difficult. However, it really comes down to time management. Since May, I've already attended 73 events on behalf of the borough of Surrey Heath. Predominantly a lot of those are at the weekends or in the evenings, so that's absolutely fine. There are several during the day, such as care homes, opening of new businesses and whatnot, that are during the day. But luckily with Conquest's business, it is very much a case that I'm not tied to a telephone, I'm not tied to a desk 9 till 5. I can be writing content for clients at 5 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock at night. But saying that, it is still an extremely busy time. Myself and my wife only said last week that we couldn't remember the last time that we put the television on.
Yeah.
So, you know, and if we say that, then that means we can't really remember the last time we went in the lounge. You know,
just walking into the lounge on its own. That's interesting. That's a lot of work.
Very much so.
That is definitely a lot of work. Because you're saying even in the weekends, you find time to do them. But even the weekends are taken away from you as well. So
during the weekends, I will probably attend 4 events on a Saturday and 4 on a Sunday as well. So it's pretty much the whole weekend is taken up with mayor duties. But really, you know, I've accepted the role and I've got 1 year to really try and make a difference to the borough and to the county, really. And there's also the charities that I'm supporting.
Excellent. So you make me feel like I should have no excuses. And I think a lot of people will feel like that, that, you know, they can not have an excuse to take up something, you know, another role that they might feel passionate about. So what advice would you have for anybody who sort of feels like it's impossible to do? You can't focus on your own business as well as taking up another role that is, which is very noble of you to do. So what advice would you have for people who would like to venture out into doing, you know, something that is not necessarily a job, but they're passionate about?
Yeah, I mean, if it's something that you want to do and you're passionate about the community, it depends what you want to do, whether you want to get involved in local politics or you want to get involved with charitable work or whatever. There is always the time of the day. This role has taught me that there is so much of the day that I didn't use properly before. You know, if I just came in and slumped on the sofa and put the box on, that was time so much wasted now. And it's actually taught me that I can do so much more with my time.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time and this valuable information that we're able to take onto our personal lives as well and learn that it's easy to do it if you have the right time management,
exactly,
as you said.
Exactly.
Time management is very, very important. I can imagine that's something that you must be, you know, have to the T by now.
Definitely. I've a very able secretary that controls my diary for me.
Yeah, thank you very much for time again. Where can we find more information about your business or sort of just, you know, just about your mayoral duties, you know?
Of course. I mean, you can find more about Conquest Consultancy at conquestconsultancy.co.uk, on Facebook, Twitter, obviously, at Conquest Social. I'm also the first mayor of Surrey Heath to have a dedicated mayoral Facebook page and mayoral Twitter account, which would come as no surprise to you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So you can find me as well at Surrey Heath Mayor on Facebook or SHBC Mayor on Twitter.
And actually a very big honour because you're the youngest so far.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, that's definitely an honour. That's definitely a very progressive as well. Thank you very much once again.
No problem. Thank you
for your time.
Biz Surrey and Hampshire.